Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1347. Am I Too Old for Personal Training? By Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Am I Too Old for Personal Training? By Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. Physical fitness and overall health are important at every age and every stage of life. As humans age, however, there are significant physical changes that occur that must be taken into consideration. This is why personal training is an excellent option for seniors. In the following article, we'll cover the physical changes one can expect as they age, the benefits of exercise as a senior, and why personal training is a great option for seniors looking to improve their health. Physical changes as you age. If you are over the age of 30, your body has already started the aging process. Biologically, humans reach their peak around the age of 30. After 30, the decline of biological functions is linear. Some functions decline faster than others, but the decline is basically linear. As you age, the strength of the heart decreases, blood pressure increases, and the blood vessels get stiff. This is why cardiovascular exercise and healthy lifestyle choices that reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease are important throughout our lives. You can also expect your lung capacity to decrease, meaning you are unable to inhale as deeply and therefore receive less oxygen than you used to. Your kidneys will no longer be able to flush out creatinine as efficiently. Creatinine is a natural byproduct of our metabolism. Blood glucose also rises with age, which can lead to metabolic syndrome and may contribute to weight gain as you age. We see an increased risk of fractures and osteoporosis as the density of the bones decrease with age. And lastly, the skin becomes thinner and less elastic. These are all consequences of specific cells in the body not refreshing and reproducing as efficiently as they did before. The body's ability to absorb nutrients also begins to decline as we age, which can impact the normal functions of every system in the body. As we mentioned before, this should all result in a linear decline that happens gradually over decades. We say should be because there are a number of factors that can speed up or slow down the aging process. Regular day-to-day functions such as thinking, moving, eating, and digestion can be impacted by disorders and lifestyle choices. These include a sedentary lifestyle, eating a poor diet, smoking, excessive drinking, and environmental factors like living in a polluted area. All of these can impact the speed at which your regular functionality will decline with age. This is why making healthy choices throughout life is so important. Every healthy choice you make is like a deposit into a healthy retirement fund. The more deposits you make, the more independent and healthy you'll feel as you age. But how exactly does exercise improve your health as you age? How exercise keeps you healthy as you age. Physical activity is one of the few things you can do to restore mobility, balance, strength, and physical functionality after it's been lost. The Canadian Society of Exercise and Physiology recommends adults aged 65 years or older should get 150 minutes per week of physical activity in bouts of 10 minutes or more. By following these guidelines, you'll get the full benefits of physical activity. Physical activity and regular exercise have been shown to reduce mortality rates even if someone smokes and is obese. Regular exercise will keep your bones strong, your heart healthy, and your muscles strong, which all contribute to mobility, balance, and independence later in life. With greater balance, strength, and bone health, physical activity can also help reduce the risk of falls and fall-related injuries. In fact, high-intensity resistance exercise is sometimes recommended for older individuals and nursing home residents. These programs need to be monitored by a professional, of course, but the greatest improvements are often seen when the individual progressively lifts heavier and heavier weights over time. Physical activity is also an important part of recovery and rehabilitation even after a cardiovascular event like a heart attack. Regular physical activity can prevent and help manage the symptoms of diabetes, osteoporosis, and even colon cancer. Physical activity is also a great way to help prevent and treat mood disorders such as anxiety and depression. A regular exercise routine can also be a great opportunity for social interaction and has been shown to increase one's sense of self-confidence. As long as you're participating in physical activity in a safe way, then the benefits of exercise are too good to ignore. So, what's the best way to guarantee your workouts will be safe and appropriate for you? Why a personal trainer is a great option. Based on all of this information, hiring a personal trainer is a great option for seniors. The research shows that when a senior engages in regular physical activity that is monitored for safety and progressively challenges the client, they see the best results. Based on research, scheduling and consistency are commonly reported barriers among seniors. A personal trainer will work with your schedule to find times that work for you. Having an appointment to stick to increases the level of accountability, which will result in a more consistent effort. When you show up week after week, you will see improvements in your strength, energy, sleep, and day-to-day functionality. In those times when injuries happen, or there are changes to medical conditions, a personal trainer is there to put in the work of figuring out how your program can be adapted to the new situation. Feeling supported and eliminating the stress of figuring it out or worrying if it is safe is a major weight off your shoulders. So to answer the question, no. You are not too old for a personal trainer. In fact, hiring a personal trainer is the best way to guarantee that you will exercise on a regular basis in a way that will challenge and improve your physical fitness and overall health. You just listened to the post titled, Am I Too Old for Personal Training? By Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, if you're convinced that a personal trainer is right for you, when it comes to finding the right person, there are some things you would want to consider. The first is the trainer's credentials. What personal training certifications do they have? What degrees did they receive? In the US, the most respected personal training certifications come from the American College of Sports Medicine, the American Council on Exercise, and the National Strength and Conditioning Association. Now, each of these have different levels of certification, and each certification level has different degree requirements. Some require a high school diploma, others a bachelor's degree, and still others require an advanced degree with backgrounds in anatomy and physiology and exercise science and kinesiology. So it's important that you ask any trainer you're interviewing about their specific certification, which organization granted them this certification, and any degrees they have earned. Next, ask for references. You are the trainer's potential employer. They will be providing you a service, so you have the right to ask to speak to their current and former clients. Ask them about their experience too, not only years of experience, but where they've worked and who they've worked with in the past. Make sure you both are clear about the costs involved. We don't want any hidden fees popping up. And finally, will the trainer support you and your goals? Do they even ask you about your goals? If not, and they insist you follow their program, go ahead and find someone else. There are plenty of fantastic, capable, certified trainers out there. Just be sure to spend some time finding the right one for you. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.